Cool, cool.
Time's up. Let's do this.
We're in for a wild night.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to episode 174 of Born to be Wild, a wild exclusive Hearthstone podcast where we have fun hanging out with friends, talking about the wild format of Hearthstone and spotlighting members of the wild community. I'm your host as always, Nate Wolf. It is good to be back on a beautiful Friday evening, joining you live from Orange County, California. The weather here is finally not nuclear hot temperatures anymore. It's like, we're like in the 70s. It's perfect. I love it. So
nice.
Happy to be back. It was a long week, but I'm overjoyed. It is time for the weekend, and it's good to be hanging out with some of my good friends tonight, joined by two of my favorite people. Hydralisk, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nate. I'm happy to be here. I like you. We were talking in the pre-show. Tired this week. I feel like it's just been very, very long week, and but I'm stoked to be here to talk about some Hearthstone stuff. Cheap, how are you doing?
Meowdy friends, doing fantastic here in the Denver Boulder area. Like, ESPN is in Boulder right now for, you know, like the football team doing their stuff and things. And it's pretty cool. Like, we were watching TV like before coming down here, and it was like, hey, I saw that from my office.
Oh, so nice.
That was really cool.
You reminded me. I have to check and make sure I've got the right lineup this week for my fantasy football.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah, nice. Hopefully you're winning.
I won week one, but hey, we're on to week two, so we'll see.
Great win week one. Yeah, most of those won't be happening until Sunday, but, you know, college stuff is tomorrow, which is always exciting. But this is not a sports podcast
yet.
This is, in fact, a Hearthstone podcast. So for those of you joining this wild Hearthstone podcast for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me briefly explain how this show works. We record this very podcast live every Friday evening at twitch.tv/borntobewildhs. And the video version of this podcast is then posted to YouTube shortly thereafter. Audio versions are also distributed to all the podcast apps. So however you're watching, listening, or absorbing via osmosis this podcast today, thank you. Yes, you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. And thank you. Big, giant thank you to those of you who are joining us live. You could be doing anything with your Friday evening, but you've chosen to spend it with us, which really means a lot. And really appreciate it. Love hanging out with everybody. So thank you, friends. I wanted to say a big thank you to Shokunin, the executive producer of our show, and to all of our patrons, including Armorn and everybody else. Really appreciate you all. Hydralisk subscribed to us on Twitch.
I like great. That guy.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
So I really appreciate you all. If you're interested in supporting the show at all, there are some great ways that you can do it. If you want to like, comment, subscribe to our stuff on YouTube, or leave us a review on one of the podcast platforms. If you're somebody who uses Switch a lot, we do have some emotes that you can unlock for free just by following, or some that you can get that are exclusive by subscribing, which is free if you use your Amazon Prime. Also, we do have some merch that you can get from our website, t-shirts and stuff. If you go to our website, it's got links to all of our stuff. It's borntobewildhs.com. Again, borntobewildhs.com. Most notably, it's got links to our YouTube channel, which has our entire archive of episodes. There's a separate page for our lore episodes. We did one last week with Goliath. It was really cool. We've got all of those. So if you're someone who likes to know the story behind the Hearthstone cards and missed one of the lore episodes, we've got them all there listed out, so you know what we're talking about. Links to the show notes with pictures and links to them on YouTube. And lastly, if you're interested in interacting with us personally, we do have a Discord channel that you can join. It's a really cool free online community, friends that we've made all across the whole world. We share deck lists, we share news. So we'd like scouring the news section of the Discord before the show, just like, what did we miss this week? What do we need to talk about? What's going on? It's all in there. If you're looking for a deck to play, there's deck lists that you can copy and paste and all kinds of stuff. It's super fun. So love seeing everyone in there hanging out. My favorite part of the week is looking at the funny usernames. And so, it doesn't look like there were a ton this past week, but there are a handful. So, this week's episode is dedicated to someone to hate. Same warlock and Nubathon. And lastly, this episode goes out to you, mooing sheep.
They did accept my friend request.
Oh, that's great. That's really funny. Mooing sheep. That's great.
Electric sheep, mooing sheep.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, we are friends now.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so before we get into like the meat of the show, it's always fun to kind of check in and talk about our weeks. You know, how's everybody been and all of that? Been a busy week for me. Keep taking work home. I don't mean to, but it keeps happening. But I had some good days too. I've been binge watching Vikings, like rewatching it, and I'm like in season, either at the end of season 5 or into season 6 now, so I'm almost done. But that's been fun. The show's not quite like after, like, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry, but after one of the main characters dies in like season 4 or 5 or something, and like the show is just not quite the same afterwards. And it's still okay because it follows like the family and stuff, but like it's just not quite the same. So I'm like, I'm ready for it to end. Like, all right, let's just finish it off and see what happened. But my mom is in Romania, of all places. Like,
what?
That's so random.
Right? Yeah.
Wait, is she Romanian?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We are not. No, it's so she went on, my mom's retired now, but she was a nurse midwife. And it's on one of those like Doctors Without Borders type of things.
Oh, cool.
Doing like medical aid. And so she was like sponsored to go, and she's like going to provide healthcare in like Eastern Europe, in like Bulgaria and Romania and Transylvania and stuff. And I'm like, you're going to turn into a vampire? And like she's all excited about it, and she's coming home this weekend actually. So, but she's been gone now for the better part of 2 weeks, and so just looking to like get her home safely. Like I was talking to my dad last night. He's like, nothing bad has ever happened to her. She has no idea like what goes on in the world, and you can't tell her otherwise. I'm like, I okay, that's I, you know. It's not for me. It's stoked for her, but like, it's just crazy. I'll be happy to get her home safely.
She'll probably have some stories.
Oh, I'm sure she probably will. And it's exciting. It seems cool. I don't think I would want to do it personally, but you know, I've seen like Hostel and stuff. So it's like, look, I think it's like ruined some of those things for me.
And I don't have a particular set of skills to get myself out of situations.
Yeah. But anyways, it's been kind of cool though. My dad came over last night, and it's kind of fun. Like when we were young, when I was a lot younger, like my mom used to work every weekend at the hospital. And so we would go over to my grandma's house and we eat dinner and watch like Nick at Night or whatever. And so it was kind of cool. Like my mom's out of town, so my dad was coming over and have dinner at our house and watch some. Like we watched a bunch of Dragnet last week, and this week we watched Hawaii 5-0, the movie from 1968, and it was really fun. I had a good time. It was good. I used up the last of my birthday money. This thing's supposed to get delivered on Sunday, but. I was going to hold off, but then I found out that it was being discontinued. So I thought like, well, I want to get it before it's like not available anymore. So I ordered this Lego Black Panther thing, and I didn't realize at the time, like it's huge. It's enormous, which explains why it was expensive. But like, it is literally bigger than this dude. Like the head on it is bigger than this guy in the picture's head, which is like, whoa.
That's cool.
But they're so fun to build, and like I've got most of them now, which will look cool when I'm done with them, like up on the shelf behind me. Like they look cool. They make LED kits for them, but like they're not cheap. Surprise, surprise. But like, I don't know that I can bring myself to do it. Like they're so expensive. It's like, okay, cool. I'm going to pay like $30 or $40 for like 10 little LED lights to put in strategic locations, like, I don't know. I'd rather just backlight them or something. I don't know.
They're also a pain in the butt to install. Like, unlike actual Legos, which are fun to put together, mm-hmm. the LED kits are frustrating and pain in the butt. And then, like, they look, you know, pretty neat, but it's not the same experience as actually putting the set together.
Yeah.
I got one once, and I don't think I'm going to get any more.
I saw, so Blue Train has the, he doesn't collect the Marvel ones, but he's got some of the plant ones, or whatever you mm-hmm. call them, right? And so he's got, like, the Zen Garden thing. I don't remember. I think it's the Orchid one. He's got two, right? I think one is the Orchid and one is the shrubbery, whatever you call it. The mm-hmm. tree,
yeah, like the bonsai.
Yeah. And so he put the LEDs on them and they look amazing, but like, at what cost? Where, and what I've done before in the past is, like, I've had these shelves similar to what you have, Sheep, right? Except mine mm-hmm. are not white. They're like black or that, like, I think they're black, and I've put LEDs on the backside and they shine through and it looks really cool. And I was thinking about doing something like that to, like, backlight them, but I don't know that I could bring myself to spend a bunch of money on a frustrating project that, and then I'll be in that place like your kid Hydra with the remote trying to get one to turn on and they're all going to turn on. Or what'll happen is I'm going to try to change the color of these lights behind me and it's going to start switching the color of those when I don't want them to. And it's like, it's just going to cause headaches. Anyways, I'm excited to build this though. The guy, I read a review about it. The guy said that, like, I think he did it in one day, but it took like 8 to 10 hours. And he said he only did it like that because he was rushed to, because he had to write the review on it. It's like, it's huge. When you get these, they're like in bags now that tell you, like, okay, this is part, mm-hmm. here's the parts for part one. Here's the parts for part two. He's, for this, there's like, I don't know, there's like 15 or 20 parts or something insane like that, right? So I'm excited. They were really fun and I really enjoy building these things. Like, there's still a couple that I need to get. I need to get the Captain America one and I need to get the Groots, like the Venom Groot and the Baby Groot. And I think that's about it. I can't bring myself to spend $500+ on the Hulkbuster, as cool as it is. It's too much. But anyways, I'm looking forward to building it. It'll be a blast. We're visiting my father-in-law this weekend. I'll probably hang out with my brother. And so it'd be fun, but it's always good hanging out with my friends. Hydralisk, what have you been up to this week?
One thing I've been doing is walking, a lot of walking. So I think I mentioned to you guys about when we came back from vacation, we started doing the thing where we're going on trails every day and like crossing them off the mm-hmm. list and everything. And on Android, I don't know if anybody else out there has the Samsung Health. There's a Samsung Health app. And there's like this monthly challenge that you can sign up for to do 200,000 steps on the monthly challenge, right? And there's like a leaderboard of who gets there first, and there's usually like 1 million+ people that join the challenge. Anyways, I finished that like a few days ago, and it's supposed to take you the whole month. I think I finished it like on the 12th or something like that, and I've already now crossed 250,000 steps. So I'm like liable to get like over 500,000 easily this month, because we've been going on so many trails and so many walks. So I've been averaging about like 17,000 a day at this point.
Holy cow.
Wow.
And that's actually low, because I didn't start this at the beginning of the month. I didn't start trying to do this till like the 5th or the 6th or something. So like the first, say, 5 days of the the first 5 days of the month, I was just walking like normal. So now I've been getting like 20 to 22,000 steps a day for like the last week. So walking sounds boring, but when I'm walking with my wife, we're usually just chatting or whatever. And if I'm walking alone, I've been listening to the Red Rising series. So that's been great. And I'm almost done Golden Sun. Sheep is very excited to talk about it as soon as I finish. It was on hold for when I was on vacation. I didn't listen to it for like that whole 2 weeks. So I'm back on it. I got some lawn mowing and stuff to do tomorrow, so I might finish it tomorrow. So Sheep will... we will discuss.
As soon as you finish it, like, let me know, because holy moly, like, Golden Sun is probably my second favorite Red Rising book, and that's only because Dark Age exists. It's so good.
Like, the one twist I told you about earlier today, I sort of saw part of it coming, but then not like the full aspect of it, and it like blew my mind. So super cool. As for like paper books, I'm currently reading If It Bleeds, because it comes before the new Stephen King's Holly.
Wait, so when is that out? Isn't that out?
Like, it's out.
I pre-ordered it.
On Audible or like the actual? Yeah. So then you probably have it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was out on the 9th or something like that. It was last week on Monday, I think.
Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Tuesday, yeah. So I can't start it till I read about 100 more pages in If It Bleeds. And then as soon as I'm done that, I'm going to hop on it.
Don't even remember what happened in If It Bleeds. I guess maybe I should do that first. I read it, but I don't remember anymore.
It's pretty short, like novel wise.
I have it on Audible. I should just listen to it. It'll take a couple hours.
It's the second book in If It Bleeds, so you'll have to skip like the first section.
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I remember the other ones were good. Mr. Harrigan's Phone, they made a movie out of. Did you know that?
They did. Yeah, I didn't watch it yet.
No, I haven't either. I haven't either. But like, anyways, sorry.
No. Because I'm enjoying If It Bleeds so much, I'm glad to be jumping into Holly like right away. So while the characters are like fresh and everything just happened, and at this point, these characters have been in 4 books, right, already before If It Bleeds. So yeah, I really like the series.
I want to listen to The Outsider again.
Oh, that one was so good.
That one was incredible. The show was good too, but
there's a lot of Outsider references in If It Bleeds. They talk about it quite a bit. Yeah. So. It's pretty exciting. I've been staying up way too late, like reading lately. Like my wife falls asleep beside me, and I'm staying up till midnight with my little lamp that's attached to my book. Like I'm like,
oh, I love those. Feels like camping.
It does. And I'm like, I gotta go to work. Like this morning, I actually first thing 8 a.m. I had to give a presentation again to around like 150 people or so, and about half of those people are actually in the room. We've got this big training room, so I'd say like 70-ish people are like in the room, and I only made my slides yesterday.
And did you start it out like, welcome, welcome, welcome?
You know what? Next time, I will do it just for fun. I did not. But yeah, I made my slides and I submitted them to HR. Yesterday I turned them in at like 4 p.m. and then first thing this morning, because HR runs the PowerPoint, and then you stand up and it's projected onto the wall, the screen behind you, and you stand there and they run it and you talk. Like last minute submission. To be fair, I had just gotten back from holiday, so I didn't do any like prep. I wasn't going to think about my presentation while I was on holidays. That's not fun.
No.
And then didn't do anything about it this week till I was like, oh yeah, I gotta do that thing. So I spent yesterday making all my slides.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Yep. And then I was going to bring up like a version of it on my phone. So I could have like the slides. So because they're going to be behind me. Right. Just as like some notes. And then my buddy who's sitting next to me, he's like, dude, you're always fine. Just wing it. And I was like, okay. So I left my phone like back at my seat and went up and did the thing. Yeah, it worked out. I think kind of doing the podcast sort of helps.
It does. So, it does help a lot, I think. I mean, you get used to it and I don't know.
So that went well. I got a lot of compliments afterwards, which is really good. Everyone's like, you sound so natural when you're talking in front of people. I was like, yeah, that's probably the podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, you should tune in Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, Hearthstone-wise, finished the event, got all the thingies. I was hoping that maybe I'd get another legendary or two in the like couple packs at the end. Maybe. But then I realized I had them all. And I was like, oh. I didn't... like by no means did I open all of the legendaries. I think I only opened like two or three and I crafted the rest, which I think is the appropriate thing to do when you have most of the set. Because opening packs to try to get those last couple legendaries didn't really make sense to me anyway. And then, so yesterday I was playing, last couple days I was playing some standard because I had all these play DK quests. And not on purpose, I went 10-0 playing Plague DK. Like, nice. Of course I'm trying to win, but somehow I like wasn't losing. And it really made up for my twist losing streak that I've had lately. I had, I don't know, it was like win two games in twist or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And I'm playing on my computer. I played like five games. I lost them all. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I go to bed and I'm playing on my phone. And I played for like another half an hour, 40 minutes. I lost every single game.
Oof. Oh no.
Like went to the ranked floor and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is brutal. Like totally tanked it. And I don't have the 10x in twist, so that was sad. Very sad. But yeah, did really good in standard, got 10 wins in a row, which was cool. It's so funny because now we have that thing where you can see your universal all-time stats on HS replay.
Uh-huh.
And I never worried about that before. Like, oh, do I have an overall positive win rate? Like, I actually assumed it was gonna be like a sub 50% win rate when because of all of like the noob years, like when you first start playing and stuff.
Yeah.
I was very surprised to actually be above the 50%. And then now it's like in my head. Like I was playing and I was losing and losing and losing. I'm like, oh no, this is going to affect my all-time score. But no, it always, you got to remember, it just makes up for it later on. For every game you lose, you're going to win a whole bunch. So it's all good. And then what else? I've been playing Warcraft Rumble way too much. I talked about that before. It is so addicting to me and like my friends. I got a group of friends that I grew up with and they live somewhat close. And we actually met up at a pub last Saturday and we're all sitting there playing Warcraft Rumble on our phones.
How fun.
And like showing each other our builds and like how to beat this level and how to beat that level. It was really neat because we all grew up playing Blizzard games, right? So yeah, we met up and we were talking about it and sharing, like, because we unlocked the heroic bosses and like, oh, use this strategy, use that strategy. It was neat. Fireside's maybe gone, but
I heard actually that it's available for, you can pre-order it now or whatever on the iTunes store over here. Yes.
Yeah, so that it didn't give a region, right? So I think that was just globally is what they meant. It was announced earlier today that you can pre-order. It's a free game, so pre-register for the game and you get some cosmetics or a new hero or something like that. It's kind of neat because we do have a little bit of a guild going that Arimarn and Blister Guy and myself are in.
Nice. Oh, and that's, there's, what a good team.
Yeah. And there's like achievements to unlock, like as a team, you work together to like fill a meter to like, you get enough XP and you unlock new heroes or items and all this stuff. So we're all working together to try to get to the next level. It's pretty cool. Sneed is the newest hero that we unlocked. We just unlocked it, I think it was yesterday. And Sneed's really cool. I really, really like Sneed. So,
well, that's
this
fun.
Is not a Warcraft Rumble podcast, but it's so much fun. I couldn't help but talk about it. On Sunday, it was so funny. We did our hike in the morning, and then I sat down on the couch, and I played from like noon till 5, probably. I had to like keep plugging in my phone to charge it. It was great. Yeah, it's super fun. As long as you're not too tempted to drop some coin, because they do offer you that. So be careful.
Oh, I play Marvel Snap. I know all about it. They're like, oh, look at this great variant artwork thing that you could get. It only cost. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I've been snared before.
Well, enough about me, Sheep. How was your week?
Yeah, my week was fantastic. So week two of the new job. So still a blast. People are still awesome. Still working on getting access to all the things, but you know, we'll get there eventually. Not having like share drive access means that I don't have to do some things that I will eventually have to do. So I'm not going to complain too much.
Say, right? So you don't have to do as much, right?
Actually, legitimately true. Got to Diamond in both Standard and Wild. I think Standard I'm like D8, D9. Wild I'm D3. Been playing Aggro Druid in Wild, you know,
yeah. But
the old favorite. I slid in Signature Patches. Love that meatball. Oh. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah, nice.
Hairy meatball.
he looks just like Mike Wazowski.
That's the one that fell on the floor.
So my son has this little like octopus pirate thing, and we call that Patches as well. So he's actually playing with that right before we came up here. He was having his dinner prunes, which is actually like his favorite food.
Wow.
Yeah.
My kid used to like them too. They're good. I mean, it's just plums. I mean, really, right?
Yeah.
So, but they're good for the digestion.
Which is why he had them in the first place, and then he loved it. So it's like, all right, dude, we take those.
Nice.
Don't show him candy, because it'd be like, screw the prunes.
I want candy, bubblegum, but taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Outside of Hearthstone, I've been watching Mobile Suit Gundam. My best friend and I decided that we were going to like rewatch all of the Gundam, and
whoa,
he has more free time than I do. He's already done with the original Mobile Suit Gundam, but like I'm about halfway into it. It's been going great. This show came out 10 years before I was born in 1979.
Yes.
So,
wow. Where are you watching it? Like, what's it on?
Yeah. So I'm watching it on Crunchyroll.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He also like, you know, pirated stuff, so things that aren't on all of the things I have access from him, because I didn't pirate it, but my friend he did. So if things aren't on like Crunchyroll or Hulu or whatever, then I'll still be able to watch it. But you know, I don't know how to do these things anymore. Back in the day with like Kazaa and Napster, like I knew how to do these things. Now though, like I
virus I'm generator
my element.
Yeah, virus. Let someone else do it for you.
Exactly. So that was my week. It was a blast, but I've also been keeping up with some Hearthstone news.
Oh gosh, there is a lot this week. It's been like, I've been trying to kind of just check in on it and like, you know, stay in the loop of what's happening. And like, all I gathered was that Anomalous has invaded Hearthstone, is in all the Hearthstone modes, and everybody's angry about it. Something like that. Is that right?
Yep, that wraps it up.
I mean, seriously, he's just an 8-mana 8/6 with like a death rattle that like makes a board go kaboom. Why are people disliking Anomalous? Come on now.
How can you be mad at that? It sounds like a tavern brawl. Like.
Well, let's take it from the top. Hit that button. We'll start with this news.
Welcome to the news. The news is so good.
All right. Well, a few days ago, 3 to be exact, it was kind of funny if you were on Twitter or the X, as they're calling it now. Somebody named Yogg-Saron decided to take over the Play Hearthstone Twitter. It's a cute little thing happening. Play Hearthstone Twittered out, "I, Yogg-Saron, have escaped my wretched prison in Uldor and taken control of this Twitter account."
What else did he post? Anything? I missed it. I guess it was a busy work day or something.
Quite a bit, as well as the HS Esports Twitter account has posted some stuff too. It's just, you know, general chaos. You know, it's Yogg. What can you expect, right?
Love it.
There was a lot of back and forth, like banter between Yogg and anybody who decided to comment, which was pretty cool. So
somebody had a fun day at work.
Somebody had a fun day at work. So yeah, it's cute. I like it. I like, you know, the interactions, stuff like that. It's always fun. The devs over on Team 5 really, really do put a lot of work into making this game fun. So I enjoy it. And that was the buildup and hinting towards what we did get. And that is the mini set announcement, Fall of Uldor.
Woo woo.
Right?
Whoop.
So we got a new mini set coming. I can't remember if they gave us the exact date that it is dropping.
They did. So Fall of Ulduar launches on September 19th.
Ooh, that's soon.
Yeah, that is next week, next Tuesday, to be precise. It consists of 38 new cards, four of them legendary, one epic, only one, that's a little odd, 17 rare cards, and 16 common cards. New cards can be opened in Titans packs or purchased as the complete set. Normal version for $15, 1,500 runestones, or 2,000 gold. No, you can't use runestones. I forgot.
Yeah, runestones.
No runestones for this one. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that
that's
was
the equivalent of 1,500 runestones, but you can't use runestones themselves. So it's what, like 3,000 Canadian dollars?
$4,000.
Yeah, 4, that sounds about right.
Or, of course, the all-golden version can be purchased for $69.99 or 10,000 gold. The golden mini set option also includes a bonus diamond legendary, and we don't know what that diamond legendary will be yet. If I had to guess, it'll probably be the Titan, which is Yogg-Saron itself. That's just a guess, though. It has not been officially announced. Could always be Cho'Gall, Twilight Chieftain as well. I say that because anomalies have taken over the tavern. So Yogg-Saron's anomalies could only be contained within battlegrounds for so long. Yogg-Saron's faithful servant, Cho'Gall, is coming in the Fall of Ulduar to unleash anomalies on Standard, Wild, Twist, and Arena. So Cho'Gall corrupts the game with a random anomaly. The anomaly effect is revealed prior to your mulligan and activates after the mulligan, but before the first turn is actually taken. At launch, there will be 20 anomalies, each with an equal chance of corrupting the game. And so the first week, absolutely every single game is going to have an anomaly infecting it. After that first week, but before the next patch, 25% of the games. And the reason why I mentioned Cho'Gall in particular is if you're running Cho'Gall in your deck, start of the game, you have a 25% chance to corrupt the game with a random anomaly. And if both players have Cho'Gall, then it's 100%. And that does stack with the anomaly that you get in the first week. So if Hydra and I are playing a game together, we both have Cho'Gall in our deck, and it's the first week, there will be two anomalies guaranteed.
Is that what is the plural of anomaly? Is it anomalous?
Anomalous.
I'm sorry.
You don't know what the anomalies are, there's a couple of three examples that they've given us out of what 20 that there's going to be. So Approaching Nightmare is both players start with Yogg-Saron Hope's End in their hand, right? Gift of Gluttony, both players start with two or more drawn cards. And Fast Track, reduce the cost of all cards in both players' starting hands by one. So this sounds like an absolute blast. Like, I'm surprised this isn't just like in Twist, because it's a huge twist on how a game can actually go. So as Nate mentioned earlier, this is where the...
people had some feels about this stuff.
this is where the feels come in. As I can understand from a highly competitive standpoint, if you are trying to get, you know, a higher rank, high legend, whatever, and your game sort of being decided by something like this, I bet that would probably feel kind of bad. I don't know if we have it here, but I believe Cora had...
I love her tweet. Yeah.
Made a tweet saying, like, look, guys, this game is 10 years old, right? Like, we're making this fun. Right? Something along like those lines. I think
the tweet got deleted because I just clicked on the link and it wasn't there, but I have...
Oh, no.
No, it's cool. I have a screenshot of it. I'll put it on the screen here. Nothing.
You're right, though. I don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I think it... Yeah, because it basically said, chill out, people. Like, I love it.
I don't even understand why people were grumpy about this to begin with. Like, most of these things only affect your starting hand, right? Like, you know, yeah, you start with Yogg, could change some things. Both players start with two more drawn cards, so you start with two more cards. You reduce the cost of cards in both players' starting hands by one. It's not their entire hand. Like, yes, these are wrinkles. These are things that add fun, you know, and chaos for like an event.
No, it's like it's not appropriate for a tournament,
it's a super,
you know, but
limited
like,
scope too.
And it's both players, right?
Right.
It's not one player over the other. So I guess maybe if you're playing a combo deck and you kind of like drew the nuts and it gets all reduced by one.
I mean, whatever. Like I could see, you know, yeah, if this is like for a tournament or for something like high stakes, like, okay, that's maybe we don't need it, but whatever. So here's her tweet. She says, I don't really feel like writing a long series of tweets to justify anomalies in standard. We're trying something different. And we hope it's fun. We have intentionally built tuning knobs into the system in case it isn't. This really isn't a huge deal.
And honestly, like, it sounds like fun, but also it's limited to your starting hand, at least the three that we have examples of. And these are apparently the three most like flashy ones too, you know, which is why they're using those as examples. So like, it seems like something fun they're introducing to the game. And I sound and kind of feel a little grumpy towards people feeling grumpy about it because like, this just sounds like fun. Why are we like doomsaying or initially at just like the fun thing? I don't get it.
Oh,
Hearthstone is a game and games are meant to be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems neat to me. I could see, you know, but like Hearthstone has always been a game about RNG. Like, mm-hmm. It has been since day one, and like, love it or hate it, it's the game. And if you can't deal with it, then take a break until they pull these out. I don't know, like whatever.
And it's not forever, right?
No, it's temporary. It feels like a Tavern Brawl to me, but like, whatever.
I love Tavern Brawl. I play them every week.
It does say so. That they're coming to Standard, Wild, Twist, and Arena. So if you really don't like it, you can play Duels.
or the one that Hyder's playing, whatever it's called. Battle Dudes.
Warcraft Rumble?
Yes, that's, sorry, I'm old and I'm not playing the game intentionally because I'll spend $1 million on it. Yeah, go play Warcraft Rumble.
I'll break you, Nate.
I know, that's what I'm worried about. I maxed out the battle pass in Diablo 4.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry. We do have some different tweets from Ridiculous Hat and Aleko that have... Aleko is about something different. But Hat that has some insights about this, which I think were kind of interesting. So, yeah, I don't know. A lot of feelings either both ways. And some people like it. Some people don't. Some people want to take a break. Some people are, I don't know, whatever. But I think it's interesting. Personally, something new, right? How do you keep a 10-year-old game interesting? So it's a difficult job.
Absolutely. So Hat's tweet kind of breaks it down a little bit. And I may have read Hat's tweet a few times in general, which is why I had the breakdown of Cho'Gall ready at the very beginning. So some insights into how anomalies work in-game from the amazing engineer, Clay. So if Cho'Gall is in either deck, but only one of them, 25% to add an anomaly. If Cho'Gall is in both decks, 100% to add an anomaly. No, 25 plus 25 is not 100. That just means that both players are putting it there because they both want to do the thing. So it guarantees it.
Like Nas.
It's like the exactly. Nas Dormy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So during the event, you know, the first week.
I had a thought. Remind me after.
Okay. So during the event. The first week, guaranteed to have one anomaly. It's crazy clown fiesta, amazing fun times. Awesome. If one player is playing Cho'Gall, then it's adding an anomaly, 25%. And if both players, it's adding an anomaly, 100%. But it's maxed out at 2. So after that first week, it's 25% in general to have an anomaly base. And then, of course, if one player has it, then it's 25% to add a second anomaly. And if both players, then 100%. So After the first week, if both players have an anomaly, 100% there will be one in it, and 25% because of the event to have a second one. The event ends. If you play Cho'Gall in your deck and your opponent doesn't, 25% chance that anomaly will be in that game. Cool. If both players still are playing Cho'Gall, then 100% it's in there, but it's only the one because it's outside of the event time. So if, like, I hate anomalies and I wait to play Hearthstone until after the event, and Hydra is the person who I queue up against and he loves anomalies, he plays Cho'Gall in every single one of his decks, and we queue up against each other 100 times, odds are 25 of those 100 times we will play with anomalies. That's really not a lot, right?
It's more than two.
It is more than two. That is accurate. But also, you see what that anomaly is before you're even like doing your mulligan. So you know that that anomaly is coming up. You know how to mulligan to try and take the best advantage of that anomaly as well. So that's kind of the insights into how anomalies work from Clay as well.
Nice.
Shifting gears away from anomalies and into the anomalous format of Twist, Aleko told us that there will in fact be some balance changes. Specifically, Aleko says, we've heard a lot of feedback on the state of Wild and Twist, especially as to Warlock. If I had to guess, it's the location. The location is the issue. And how? Though also, you know, maybe it's a Tiny Knight of Evil. Honestly, Tiny Knight of Evil could be the culprit as well. Could also be Silverware Golem. But I think the location and Tiny Knight of Evil are the biggest outliers there for sure. So Aleko goes on to say, we wanted to let you know that we're aware of the issue, and our next balance window is the scheduled data-only hotfix patch a little after the 0.4 release. The 0.4 release is when we're getting the new mini set. So the 0.4 release is Tuesday. I'd imagine that at some point, either later that week or early the following week, we'll get this balance patch. But if I had to guess, it's probably later in the week. Next week, so probably Thursday, Friday of next week.
Makes sense.
We will probably know more like when we're recording this podcast next week.
Sounds about right.
We have some additional news about Twist, and that is the October season of Twist. So we're still running the card set of wonders, but this time we have an added rule change.
You mean a twist?
I do, in fact. So the twist to the rules for the October season is called the Wonders XL rule set. So you can build your deck to include anywhere between 30 and 40 cards, and your amount of health will match your card pool. So cool. If I'm playing Face Hunter and I put in 40 face dealing damage cards, I will have 40 health myself. I'm not going to worry about your board. I am legit just going face, and I will probably do pretty well in that game. If you were playing Control Warrior, you probably want to actually only be playing 30 cards so that you can guarantee that you have the outs that you're looking for. I say it like that because like when Renathal was doing really, really well, especially in Standard, what was he actually played in? It wasn't Control decks. It was aggressive decks. Yeah, it was big Beast Hunter. You know, it was stuff like that to where you weren't worried about the board because you weren't worried about dying to the board. You were just going face and you were just like developing your stuff to go face. So I honestly think this is probably a good thing for us face hitting enjoyers like myself. And I think that most people aren't seeing it that way. So I'm very excited for that.
It'll be interesting. I think it's cool that they're able to do this stuff, you know, periodically. So,
well, I mean, there's like, it's Twist, right? So they're going to be doing this stuff like on a monthly or every second month or every third month, whatever they're going to do. Cause they haven't promised, I don't think, exact lengths of when they're going to change things up. Maybe it's going to be the same thing one time, like repeating different rule sets or whatever, but maybe it'll last 2 months, maybe it'll last 1 month. But this is, it's, this is like the first official month, right? Like we had the one tiny like beta sample before, but like mm-hmm. season one of Twist, and it's changing for season two. So that's pretty cool. I personally am very excited to run a 40 card aggro deck.
We can run so many like charge minions. It's going to be great.
I was just going to say, because like at this point, like even like something like Leroy is just like a 31st card. Like he's not running a lot of things anymore. Ah, throw him in.
Right? Why not? Why just not?
For fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't got a Leroy lethal in a while, except for when I was playing Classic, but good old Leroy in Status Chef. So I'm excited.
At least you're going to have chicken. Right. And a shop update. Previous Fire Festival skins, Fireglaive Liadrin and Roaster Magni, are back in the shop and now available for gold. So Fireglaive Liadrin was 1,000 gold. And I don't see how much Roaster Magni was. I imagine that he was 1,000 gold as well.
I think so. I just cut it off because it made him too small for the screen.
Cool. Yeah, the person whose homework I copied for this already owned Roaster Magni. I already owned both, so I did not see these in my shop. But I copied Ben Hearthstone's homework. So thank you, Ben.
This gives me hope for things like, you know, like when there's exclusive or time limited skins that you can get them again later. It's just cool for people who want it that missed out the first time. So it's good that they rotate them through every once in a while, especially for in-game gold. So you like free to play players that want this stuff can get it potentially if you've saved
up. Completely agreed. And especially because, like you said, with the in-game gold before when these were available, it was for monies. And now you can buy them for in-game gold instead. And I think that that's a great situation. Yes, you know, you have the FOMO people who are buying them with monies immediately, like myself. But then later on, people who are free to play don't have to fork over the cash to still get the exciting stuff. So I think it's the best of both worlds.
Yep.
And then Nate, I'm going to let you take this one away because I'm honestly a little heartbroken about this.
We saw this just earlier today, a tweet from our buddy Matt London, who we did the interview with, posted this on the Twitter. I refuse to call it X. Some exciting and surprising news for me. I'm just going to read it here. Hi, friends. My time on the Hearthstone team has come to a close, and I have begun a new role as Associate Narrative Director on Blizzard's survival game. Being a lead designer on Hearthstone and getting the chance to work on so many memorable ways to play this game we love has been quite simply the best job I've ever had, but I could not refuse the chance of a lifetime to shape a brand new IP for Blizzard. Very few games are as successful and impactful as Hearthstone, and if my time as a steward of the game has taught me anything, it's that Hearthstone is bigger than one person, any person. That makes me proud of the contributions I have made and makes me confident that the game is set up for incredible success in the future. I'm particularly proud of the incredible response to Twist and Caverns of Time. This was a labor of love, and I'm looking forward to much more awesome stuff from the mode. The rest of the team will continue to support modes in Hearthstone with exciting things coming in the future. I'm so grateful for the lifelong friendships I've formed with my teammates and members of the Hearthstone community, and I'm looking forward to many more incredible years of Hearthstone as a player and fan. See you on the ladder, Matt London. So, hey, that's very exciting for him, though. We keep hearing about this, like, unannounced survival game, and it's like it's not really my genre per se, but like Blizzard does pretty cool things, so you never know, right?
And it says it's a new IP, right? So that means it's not going to be any of the stuff we're used to, the characters we're used to, right?
I think that's what it means. I think so.
And they have relatively recently dived into new IP with Overwatch, and that, you know, did really well, especially mm-hmm. narratively. And with Matt London being on the writing team for this game, I have a lot of faith that it's going to be great. And while survival and survival horror is not typically my genre of game to play, it is for other media, but not typically my my genre of game to play. With Matt here, I think I'll give it a chance, whereas I probably wouldn't have otherwise, truthfully. So I'm super excited for Matt. It's a great move to advance his career, and you know, obviously positive vibes to Matt, and hope that he excels and flourishes there. But I know that he's saying that Hearthstone is bigger than any one person, but he brought so much to this game that I'm still definitely sad to see him leave the Hearthstone team.
It's bittersweet for sure.
Yeah, he's had a huge impact. And we don't even know necessarily all the things that he worked on behind the scenes too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot. So
but. Yeah, definitely agreed. I'm excited to try it. I dabble in the survival horror like genre.
I do too.
Some of it's super scary. I've told you guys about playing the forest in VR, right? And having the cannibals after you and stuff.
And I played that game a little bit, but it's hard. Like the more players you get, it's probably better. I had no idea what I was doing. But it was fun.
We should try again sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. I basically need to block off like a few hours easily, like probably have like a regular routine of when we're gonna play and like build our camp and like, do all that stuff. But it's for me it's fun. Also anxiety inducing in some of these these games, right? Like the newer Resident Evil games that are more like they're really about survival and keeping like you have such low ammo, right? And it's super scary, like that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh.
Oh, like, those ones are so stressful. Like they put you in this impossible situation. Here's five bullets, you know, like find the rest of everything that you need and don't die.
Yeah. that game Resident Evil 7, that was like, I had to like, get up and go for a lap around my house for a while. Like when I would die at some super scary part and like come back and sit down, let the heart rate rest a little bit. But I don't know. They say survival game. They haven't specifically said survival horror.
That's true.
Right. So who knows? Maybe it's like a shipwrecked game, something like that.
I doubt that it'll be survival horror per se, but you never know. I don't know. I just hope that it's not like if it's in first person, like I get motion sick. It's so weird. I don't get motion sick in cars or boats or anything else, but I can't play the first person games. Like I just feel like I'm going to puke. But so that's my one hope. I like the genre. I think it'll be interesting. Maybe they're just revamping the forest game. I don't know. But like with I don't know. I mean, it makes me wonder though, if it's not even, it's like, if it's a brand new IP, if it's a brand new IP, then it's not necessarily like survival with like elves and orcs. It's like, it's something totally different.
It's not going to be Ragnaros trying to keep from lighting the forest on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's kind of cool because Blizzard is sort of, I don't want to say been relying on these.
Kind of.
I mean, you know, they've only had for years. Franchises. It's been Warcraft, Diablo, and Overwatch, right? And
StarCraft.
Yeah, and even StarCraft has been like they haven't done anything in 10 years or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's about time. I feel like there's a StarCraft probably being worked on. There has to be.
I hope so.
I'll tell you what, like Diablo 4, because Diablo 3, like I played it and I was like, yeah, it was fun, but like, I didn't love it. And Diablo 4 was just amazing. I have hardly any complaints at all. I think the game has been super cool. I'm ready for the season to end and a new one to start because I've pretty much done everything there is to do. But like,
you got like 3 weeks, I think, still.
I'm not going to be able to finish the final tier of it because you have to hit level 100 and beat like Lilith on like impossible mode, which it's just not, I don't think I can do it in time, but it's been fun. Like overall the game is cool and it's a good opportunity to play with a different character type. So, but I was impressed at how much they had like switched it up. I mean, they, you could tell that they put in a lot of like time and effort and work and stuff into it. And so if they're gathering like a team of their best people for this new IP, like it just makes me excited to check out the new IP.
Agreed.
So anyways, yeah I guess we heard about it a while back and then everything was like crickets until this, so who knows, but I'm excited for it.
Is that it for our news section? Are we out of news?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we are. What's our schedule like for the upcoming announcements? How many have been released so far? We got more announcements for the cards, right?
Yeah, we still have a few more announcements. They announced neutrals earlier today. We've also seen quite a few of the different classes, but not all of them. So I know that we've seen Shaman, for example, but I'm pulling up the exact release. It's just being a little slow, which is my fault. So we still have yet to see Paladin, Mage, Death Knight, and Priest. So we did see Neutral earlier, which is where Yogg was. Yogg is also a Titan, which is lore-wise inaccurate. It's but
questionable, but
he is the
I can just see Goliath right now.
Yeah, he was protesting in the Discord earlier. It was pretty funny.
That's great. Yogg is lying, right? He's like, I'm a Titan. I'm a Titan.
He is the old god of chaos, at the very least in Hearthstone, right? So, like, he's just masquerading. Yeah. So it all started off on the 12th with Hunter. So we've seen Hunter, Warlock, Rogue, Shaman, Warrior, Demon Hunter, Druid, and then neutrals earlier today. We still have tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, Paladin, at 2 p.m. Pacific, Mage, and then on Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific, Death Knight, and noon Pacific, Priest. And that will round out the reveals. So reveals will conclude on Sunday for the full release on Tuesday. So it is fast and furious.
We got a new Yogg.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, new that's Yogg. So cool. That's so cool, right?
Remember in Theory Crafting when we were running a Demon Hunter with the all spell with two Yoggs?
Oh,
and
so cool.
We can do all three now.
Three Yoggs. All right.
Yeah. And this one could get discounted quite a bit as well. So wait, hold on. I have a question. Will this one, it says for each spell you've cast, right? So if you play Yogg-Saron Hope's End, and
Yogg
it casts...
technically casts those spells, so they don't further discount it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, is that going to further discount this? So this is zero. I mean, you could probably get this to zero anyway.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can absolutely, you know, you only have to play 15. There are a lot of spells that discover other spells. You know, we've in Demon Hunter in particular, we've got like Twin Slice. That's two mana, two spells, only one card slot, right? So we can still play quite a bit more spells in order to discount it and make him super duper cheap. If we're actually running him in the weapon, then it's a spell that actually we, you know, discover what we put in the box to begin with. It's a Yogg in a box. So that one cost spell will discount Yogg by one, as well as actually discover him from the box that we put him in.
I feel like this is where I want to be playing like low ranked games and just see how many Yoggs you can play in a game and Yogg boxes you can play in a game. Like, it just sounds amazing. Yogg playing Yogg boxes. This one's free. This sounds like a blast.
Yeah, buddy. So with Yogg in particular, so Yogg in this is a Titan. Titans have those three different effects that you can activate. Yogg's three that you can choose from are Induce Insanity, force each enemy minion to attack a random enemy minion. So it's basically like Hysteria, well, Mass Hysteria, but instead of also hitting your minions and your
just
minions
their
hitting
side.
Them, it's just their side, just punching each other in the face, having a blast. It's a
take
that,
Jades.
There's also Reign of Chaos, take control of an enemy minion. And then probably my favorite, Tentacle Swarm. Fill your hand with 1/1 chaotic tendrils.
What do those do?
Chaotic tendrils are also in just the regular mini set itself, and they are each 1 mana, 1/1 tendrils, I guess. And you're like, it's just a one-one. Battlecry, cast a random one-cost spell, improve your future chaotic tendrils. So Yogg can fill your hand with these tendrils. You play them. They do random effects. They improve the next random effect. It just sounds like a blast.
Oh, my goodness.
If you didn't catch that, the one Reign of Chaos card, that's actually a throwback to Warcraft 3, Reign of Chaos.
Ayo.
Right? Little throwback to the good old times playing Warcraft 3.
Making money.
Making money.
So I had two thoughts. I think we should do a giveaway since we are here. And the other thought, just before I forget it, because looping back a little ways, we're talking about Cho'Gall, right? And if one player plays it, there's a 25% chance of an anomaly in the deck. Could you imagine if it was like that with Nazdormu, right? If you played it, there was a 25% chance that turns would be 15 seconds.
Oh, that was your thought. Yeah.
That would be wild.
People would be so mad. I would run it in every deck.
Yeah. Oh, you would definitely get more friend requests.
Or more fiend requests.
Yeah, definitely.
That's hilarious. All right, well let's give something away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, three Yogs, one deck. That's
three Yogs, one deck. Yeah. That's gonna be definitely exciting. But yeah, we do have 40 card packs to give away. So as we did on last week's show.
And these are courtesy of Blizzard Entertainment as well. So we did not purchase these. These are from our buddies over at Blizzard.
Correct. So we are going to do a Caverns bundle giveaway. 40 Caverns of Time card packs. And we're going to do this here on stream in the chat. So whenever Sheep is ready setting up the thing, we can do the exclamation mark ticket or ticket space one.
Tickets.
So it is set up. So to enter the giveaway, type exclamation mark ticket. Or exclamation mark ticket one. Either one works. To join that giveaway, courtesy of our friends over at Blizzard Entertainment. Thanks, Papa Blizzard.
Do it
not
now.
Not enough.
What, not enough? What else? All right.
No more tickets.
Oh, that's what we say at the end. All right. My bad.
But right now we have plenty of tickets. So enter that giveaway.
Oh, man.
In the meantime, has anybody thought of any unrelated advice while people are typing in exclamation mark ticket?
Nope.
No. Well, that's pretty rude.
I thought of one.
Okay.
I don't have any questions, but I have lots of answers.
Do you have the bumper?
Yeah, I do.
And now, unrelated advice with Nate Wolf.
Hydralisk.
Yes, Sheep.
So, Hydralisk, how do you come up with the best requests for unrelated advice? Because I'm trying to brush up and get to be like as decent at it as you are, and like I just couldn't think of a good like request, and I just need to know how best I can come up with these.
All right, so sometimes it's like guest dependent. Like Blister Guy, I know that guy loves his metal, right? So for me, that one was sort of like an easy one to go for. Other times I'll think of something that I've screwed up in the past, like a mistake I have made, and be like, how would someone have done this differently? Like, I, Tim the Toolman, tailored my air conditioner over there the other day and totally. Like,
now you need a new air conditioner.
A new fan, anyway. in the air conditioner. Yeah, yeah, I screwed that one up. So I think of stuff like that, right? Like, there was one about getting, like, de-icing your windshield, I think, because I had a friend who broke his windshield while trying to do that. There's been stuff like that, right? So if you can think of something that you screwed up in the past, like, don't be embarrassed. It could be really dopey, right? Like, like, yep, shouldn't have done that. that is great material for unrelated advice, because then I can figure out how you should have done it in the first place.
Wiser words have never been spoken. And I learned that this week on
Bore to Be Wild.
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 The Kermit voice, like, always gets me.
I know. I don't think it's going to happen, and then it happens.
All right.
Yogi the Old God here.
Oh my gosh. Imagine he showed up to, like, the one night in Karazhan party, like, dressed up as Kermit the Frog. Like, Yogg, dressed as Kermit, doing that. That'd be great.
It's not easy being a chaos god.
You have to do a full song. So, we got to do like a full episode of Hydralisk with like the auto tune on and Sheep with the Kermit voice. And then Goliath can do the dwarf voice the whole episode. And I don't know what I'll do, but like, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
And Nate, you're just going to be acting like everything's normal.
Right?
Yeah, like nothing's happening. So if Yogg is... Okay, I got another unrelated advice. If Yogg is Kermit, who is Miss Piggy?
Ooh. I'm trying to remember. Goliath is in chat. Who are the like worshippers of Yogg? It's the I'm drawing a blank on the lore. People's the
Mogu cultist.
Is it the Mogu cultist?
That is like an LSAT question if I've ever read one. Like, if Yogg-Saron is Kermit D. Frog, then then who is Miss Piggy?
There was one that fits quite well. I'm gonna have to find out later. I know there's a good one.
Zalatath. She's the only female old god-esque creature. Okay, there you go.
Zalatath. All right. Googling. Well, yeah, Google, and let's see the image. If you have not already entered into the contest, that's exclamation ticket. We are giving away 40 card packs for the Caverns of Time from Blizzard Entertainment.
Thank you, Papa Blizzard.
How many bundles do we have left?
Eight. We'll have seven after this one.
Maybe we should give away two. Can we pick two winners?
We can.
We
is that too crazy? But we got a bunch of people in here. That might be like kind of nice.
Yeah.
And please remain in chat to claim your prize.
Oh yeah, if you leave, you ain't getting nothing. Sorry.
Yeah. You got to be here and respond to us when your name is drawn.
This is the way.
And yes. Keep an eye out on social medias and stuff.
Yeah, we'll do some more. We'll have to do some in the Discord and other places, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Goliath, is this the one that turned herself into the weapon?
No. I'm drawing a blank on her name, but it was... I don't think it was Zalatath.
Because the pictures kept coming up when I was Googling it. Yeah. Yeah, right? I think so. But Google's kind of weird sometimes, and I don't know. Yeah, Blade of the Black Empire. Zalatath, Blade of the Black Empire.
Oh, cool.
I was wrong. I'm not surprised.
Goliath says Zalatath is the dagger, but she later escaped from being trapped in the dagger and possessed an elf as her new body. Oh. Well, okay then.
So Zalatath could look like anything Zalatath wanted, including Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
Zalatath could possess a quillbore. and thus become Miss Piggy.
Zaldath could possess Miss Piggy. I mean,
does Miss Piggy live on Azeroth?
Zaldath could possess Dame Hazelbark. My love.
All right. Should we draw a winner or two?
We can do that thing. So the giveaway is closing. And the giveaway has closed, and we are drawing winner numero uno.
Drum roll,
which is
please.
Gimme Lamp. Gimme Lamp. You have won the thing.
Hey, congrats. Congrats.
Gimme Lamp, are you in the chat? I see on the list that Gimme Lamp is in the chat. Are you there, Gimme Lamp? Gimme Lamp may have gone to the restroom. I'm pretty
sure
they
did say must be present to win. Lamp, Lamp, come to
Lamp,
us.
Please respond, Lamp. I can see them on the list that they either are or were in chat recently. Gimme Lamp, are you in the chat to claim your 40 packs of Caverns of Time? Gimme Lamp.
Courtesy of Lenizard Entertainment.
Let's draw number two, and then we can revisit if Lamp is here.
Yeah.
Yep, there he is.
Ayo.
Gimme Lamp said skill.
All right, very good, very good. And J Pickles for life. All right.
What?
Congratulations.
Hey, J Pickles. Very good.
For life.
What is that? Life. What is that a reference to? I remember like that show when I was a kid with the Rugrats, right? With the Pickles, they were like that was their last name.
That's true.
Yeah, but wasn't like Tommy Pickles.
Yeah. That's right.
And then there was Checky and Angelica.
Yeah,
and
she was so mean. I hated
Phil
Angelica.
And Lil.
Yeah.
And yeah. Susie.
I liked that show.
Man, I got them all. Wait. They also had Dill Pickle, was like the Tommy's baby little brother.
Oh, the brother, the little brother. I love it.
Yeah, I remember. I watched way too much Rugrats. Apparently, because it's now like 30 years later and I remember all their names.
Oh, we old.
And they've changed how these things work on Twitch, so I'm trying to find where to like DM people now. So
whoopsies,
that's fun.
I know Taylor was DMing me on Twitch last week and I was like, how are you? I don't remember how this was done.
You can
click whisper. Yeah, just click on them and there's a whisper button.
Where's the whisper button?
Between the follow and gift a sub button.
I don't see those.
Are you on the mod mode or regular mode?
Probably mod mode.
Go on regular mode and then click on the name.
If I send you the codes, can you DM that to them?
Yeah.
Cool. Don't click on the naughty whisper.
Yeah, oops, we accidentally blocked you instead of gave you your 40 back bundle.
I banned you, I'm sorry.
Oops.
Okay, Gimme Lamp, I'm about to send you your code.
Oh my god. Oh god. You know, it's that the meme of the dog that looks very happy and says, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Gimme Lamp, check your DMs. I have sent you your code. And J Pickles for life, your code as well. I can also send you the link on how to redeem said codes if you are not privy to the information.
Congratulations on winning these codes for 40 Caverns of Time packs courtesy of Blizzard Entertainment. Thank you, Papa Blizzard.
Thank you.
If you click the links that I sent you, both J Pickles and Gimme Lamp, that is the laughing at the pickles. I sent you the links to you can follow the instructions there on how to redeem your codes to get your 40 packs of Cavern of Time. I have no idea what I'm doing. Is that me?
That's all of us. I don't
know. It's a combination of sheep, it's me, you.
That was me trying to like whisper people since they changed something like probably like a year ago. Yeah, well, I don't deal with change well. I'm old now.
You got to welcome to the club. Yeah, the mod mode, I think, and then it's easier. Funny thing is, I'll switch to mod view, and then I'm like, how do I switch back? That's me. I'm always like, how do I see it?
Oh gosh. Well, that was fun.
It was, yeah, fun. Buddy.
Giving and is fun too. Thanks, Papa Blizzard, once again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Blizzard. Thank you for the codes, and yeah, thank you everybody for hanging out with us over here on
Bore to Be Wild.
And if you didn't get one, we mentioned earlier, keep an eye on the Discord, the Twitter. There will be more opportunities, maybe even next week's show, if we haven't given them away by then.
We still have 6 more to give away, so stay tuned.
Let's maybe we can do one in the Discord over the weekend or whatever. Have people like click the little, you know, add a little emote on the thing if they want to enter, and then we can spin the wheel or whatever.
The sounds wheel like of a blast.
Yeah.